Just like precocial parents learn to recognise their offspring, precocial offspring learn to recognise their parents. So these young goslings will approach and follow their own mother and father, and will not approach and follow other mothers and fathers, other mother and father geese, even though all the geese are living in the same area, on the ground, on the same river. The young geese very rapidly learn to recognise and follow their own parents. And this is called imprinting, this learning process that is seen in precocial young. In fact, sometimes people use the same word, imprinting, for the learning by parents. You can say both parents and offspring show imprinting to each other. And this phenomenon is shown in nearly all precocial species. I've mentioned geese, domestic fowl, that is chickens, ducklings, and sheep, all show the same effect. Imprinting is unusual in a number of ways. First of all, it happens very rapidly and at a very specific early stage in the life of the young. It has to happen rapidly, because these young goslings or gulls are born in a big mass of other birds, other families. They'll see lots of other young and adults, and they have to learn very quickly. The offspring have to learn what their parents look like and follow them. The parents have to learn what their offspring looks like and take care of them. So it has a sensitive period. Animals are more likely to show this imprinting at a particular point early in life. If you keep the young birds separate from their parents during this sensitive period, then they will not later learn to recognise their parents so easily. It has to happen at a predetermined period. The other thing that's unusual is that young birds will learn to follow the first large moving object they see, and it doesn't have to look like their parent. This learning process just latches on very rapidly to the first large moving object they see. And if the first large moving object they see is not their parent, they will imprint to that and treat it as if it was a parent, like this. This gentleman here is called Konrad Lorenz. He was a very famous biologist. And he discovered imprinting. He lived on a farm in Austria. He had a lot of chicks and goslings. And he discovered that if he hatched young goslings out in an incubator, that is, he put the eggs in a warm place so they would hatch out without the parents sitting on them, then he was the first thing these young birds saw when they hatched out. And they learned to behave to him as if he was their parent. They followed him around, they nestled up to him. Fortunately, he was a kind man, so he fed them and looked after them. But Lorenz discovered imprinting when he observed that young birds imprinted on him. And I think you'll agree that Konrad Lorenz doesn't look very much like an adult goose. Now, up to now then, I've been talking about kinds of learning which differ between species. And I've discussed how the very same thing, learning to recognise your offspring, is achieved by learning in some species and without learning, or at least without learning the characteristics of the offspring in other species. For the rest of the lecture, I'm going to talk about some learning processes which are different from imprinting because they're shown by all species. Every species that has ever been looked at, including you, shows habituation. Habituation and dishabituation are a very simple type of learning, which is universal. They're seen in all vertebrates, that is, animals like us with backbones. They're also seen in invertebrates, such as insects. I'll show you an example in a minute of habituation in an invertebrate. Now, what's habituation? Okay. Habituation is essentially a change in the way that animals react to stimuli when they become familiar with them. They react one way when the stimulus is novel and unfamiliar, and then they change the way they react to it when it's familiar. Now, another universal fact about animals is that all animals react in some way to novel or unfamiliar stimuli. If I do something unexpected, like, ah! Okay? You all reacted to that because it was a highly unexpected stimulus. And you reacted, some of you may have been a bit scared, but some of you, most of you, reacted by investigation. That is, you went, oh! Like that. You opened your eyes, you kept still. If you were a cat, you would have pricked up your ears. So that's one way to react to novel stimuli. But some novel stimuli are reacted to defensively. We'll see an example of that. Or by attack. You give a spider a novel stimulus, it'll probably try and grab it or attack it.